I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are we going to be talking about a Memphis commitment from him coming?
Yeah, that's all indications right now. And again, you know, this is exactly the kind of kid who, you know, you'd like to have in your program. He's 6'8", 180, going to put on weight for sure. His list is impressive, even though he's flying under the radar a little bit from
people
a national perspective.
The word's out.
Yeah,
right.
Memphis, Baylor, Florida State, Maryland, Texas. Mm. I mean, those are big-time schools. I mean, Florida State continues to get that ass kicked by Memphis. I mean, at what point does Leonard Hamilton say, you know what, I just can't beat Penny? Because he's
never. He's going to try to outlast Penny. The man's not aging.
He's done. How many times has Memphis beat Florida State? It feels like that's happened quite a bit over the last few.
It has.
They beat Florida State for Musa because Musa wanted
James.
James. I feel like there was another one in there maybe that I'm forgetting.
Were they in on pressure? They weren't in on pressure.
No, they were not in on
pressure.
I don't think so.
Certainly not.
Minot is going to be on this.
That's one. Okay.
I mean, and he's from Boca Raton, so that's definitely going to feel like a loss for Leonard Hamilton. He's right there in your sort of state, in your neck of the woods. So that's an L for sure. You got to wear that one.
I got to figure he's all over that Memphis kid that moved down to Florida, and that Dallin Coleman.
Coleman,
I got to figure he's all over dude though.
Probably, yep. Probably.
Okay.
I mean, although I don't know for sure.
Leonard's going to outlast us all, John. And he'll still be coaching at Florida State by the time you and I have retired from the game.
You're right.
Leonard ain't going anywhere.
He may be 100 years old. But Penny has his number.
So far,
Penny
got a lot of. I mean, he got Will Wade's number now, and he then took Musa from him. I mean, give me a break. They got to be crying in their milk down there. The fact that they can get Musa, at one point you thought you had him in your grasp.
What's crazy though is that Leonard Hamilton.
I guess Trendon got him, so that's kind of what 1-1 on that one.
Well, I mean, there was no room.
Well,
for
did
Trendon.
You need Trendon at that
there
point?
No
that's right, because of where you were at
Trendon,
that point.
Once Trendon,
you had Precious locked up. You didn't need Trendon.
Yeah, Trendon dragged his.
So you can't even count that
feet.
One against him.
Yeah, Trendon dragged his feet on that one. If he, you know, they.
So he's 1-0 versus Wade then, not 1-1.
I would think so.
We'd say that way.
What was I gonna go? Oh, Leonard Hamilton. What's crazy about all of this? He would have been an amazing hire. Looking back after Calipari.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But everybody was like, no, we're not going with Leonard Hamilton. That would be an absolute disaster if they hire Leonard Hamilton. But it actually would have been a great hire.
It was Scott Drew, too. There was
Scott Drew as well.
Yeah.
Scott Drew. It was Scott. Both of those guys would have been amazing hires.
Well, you wonder if he'd still be the coach.
Good question. Don't know. Who knows? Hard to say.
I don't.
You think he would have left and gone somewhere else, maybe?
Well, I just don't get the feeling it would have stopped, you know, in terms of Memphis kids, right? You know, at one point Tubby didn't even worry about that. Now Josh had it at one point. I don't think that Leonard ever lets it go, if you know what I mean. Like he keeps the pipeline. You keep getting the best kids with his ties. He keeps, you know, he fills it in with a couple of national. You know, his recruiting, you could argue, better than you could make a case. I mean, over the long haul, has been certainly better than Tubby's. You make a case over even Josh's hottest years because he's done it for a while. And if you give him all of this that he can be surveyor of, you know, as the talent base that is Memphis and his ties, that could have worked for a long time. Now, maybe he goes on from Memphis, you know, moves, you know, like Cal did, takes one of the blue bloods from here. But that's a situation, just much like Florida State, where you're already at one of the best programs in the country. There's only a handful that are better. Maybe he's here for the long haul of time. Not worth thinking about now, but I do wonder if Memphis has been through two coaching changes if he gets that gig after Cal.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Anyway, there you have it. Scott Clark has Memphis in the top eight, and it's going to be a good weekend for the University of Memphis. All right, we will come back with the rundown. All I want to do is talk about this music video. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if we just carved out 3 hours for that, it would be just fine with me.
You can talk. I'll let you talk a little bit more about it if you do it, you know, if you do it with taste. And then
that's
the second
impossible.
Thing, let's give Campaign a shout out because he is doing some, you know, that's a guy, a Memphis guy, former Lausanne, former Murray State standout. That's looked at one point. We had him in, man. People thought he was done in the league. People thought there was no chances. He is balling for Phoenix in the bubble. We'll talk about that.
All right, all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and Health Department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at MemphisBBQCO.com.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school, and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new type of environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online. They need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis. Located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me? Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances. Double the cash. Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little, did I just win $50 fun?
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, it's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Oh, well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Point made. I ain't with the subliminal. If you play, we're gonna finish him. All that tough talking in your rounds is cool, but show me you.
It is moving season. Call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you give them a call. Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. Black Tie gets that. They understand that. I use them. Jeffrey Wright used them. And I recommend you use them, too, because they're the best. They stay on budget. They are pros. They're going to get in and out as quick as possible. Everything's going to go where it needs to go. They get it. They know how to do it, man. Doing it for a long time over there at Black Tie Moving. So go ahead and book your move now. It's going to start booking up fast. Summer is here. Moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. Well, we're having NFL. At least they're going to start it, Jason. NFL is going to happen. They have pretty much been, of all of the sports, I would say the most bullish about coming back. They never entertained delaying. They never really entertained not having a season. They just said, we're going to do it. And I give them credit because more so than – I mean, baseball continues to look like absolute cow-ish the way that they handled their negotiations. The MLB took way too long arguing about money. The NFL got their stuff done. They got a deal, an agreement reached with the players, and they never made it about money. They never argued about money. They just got it done. Baseball was arguing for 3 or 4 weeks about it, and I think that's going to end up hurting them in the long run. Especially you know with the protocols and everybody's not following them. At any rate, the NFL is full steam ahead. The deadline for opt-outs was, I believe, yesterday. You get $150,000. If you don't have a risk, if you opt out, if you are deemed high risk, you get $350,000 and an accrued NFL season. So a few guys who are considered high risk have definitely opted out. I think the number officially is 69, all right? I think that's the number,
oh,
Jason.
69, okay. I thought we were at 66. You added three more.
Yeah, there's three more according to Chris Mortensen. Okay. So 69 total. And I would tell you, no real big names. That's the first thing. There's no big running back, no big wide receiver, no big quarterback.
Well, just three guys scheduled to make more than $10 million. C.J. Mosley, linebacker with the Jets, Nate Solder, offensive tackle with the Giants, and Juwan James, who's with the Broncos, who's making $10 million. So just to your point, not very many of the high money guys in terms of opting out. Just three guys who made at least $10 million have opted out.
Eddie Goldman for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Opting
interior
out.
Defender. Yep. I hated to see it, but yeah. I understand it.
You so understand.
Can't hold it against him.
65% of the Patriots roster has opted out.
That was now. I didn't, you know, but I get the feeling that Bill Belichick's going to push through with 65% going.
Yeah.
But they do. What is the real number, John? Eight different players. Eight different players that they had. Chung, Cannon, Bolden, Hightower, we talked about when it happened.
The fullback, Danny Vitale.
Marquise Lee, the fullback, Matt Lacoste, tight end, and then Torin, Najee Torin, the guard.
I guess the biggest name.
Browns had five as the second most.
I guess the biggest name in terms of offense would have been Damian Williams, the kid from Kansas City, the running back.
Kansas
who scored
City,
two
who
touchdowns.
Was awesome in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Really. He wasn't the MVP, but he probably should have been, right? I mean, was he the MVP?
Mahomes got the MVP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably Damian Williams should have been the MVP though because he scored two touchdowns in the Super Bowl, man. I mean, Mahomes was not great. He struggled there for some good portion of the Super
for
Bowl.
For some part. Yeah, he's a big part of the. Are you kidding me? I mean, what do you mean?
Give Damian Williams MVP.
No.
Or give me death.
And like they've moved on from him. They got the kid Hilaire from LSU. Like they don't even need Damian Williams. That's why you're so jealous of their situation.
How dare you? You won't even give Damian Williams the Super Bowl MVP and then you try to kick him off the roster when he's opted out? Well, you are sick.
Did they not spend a first round pick on Hilaire?
You are absolutely.
Was it Clyde Edwards? Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
Yes, did they not spend a first rounder on him?
They now
Goodbye,
have,
Damian. So long, Damian Williams.
They, like, they now have 25 running backs on the roster. I believe a former Raider as well. DeAndre Washington is now with the Kansas City Chiefs. But, yeah, 69 total. Probably a little more than I would have anticipated, but also, again, no real huge names. So it's not going to be like the product suffers from COVID opt-outs. And I would also say the majority of these guys are opting out because they have newborns or are expecting fathers.
A lot of those.
And who can blame them? You know, you don't want to put your family at risk. If you're going to be out there exposing yourself potentially, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where a newborn gets it. That'd be devastating. So it's one of those things where you have to be more safe than sorry on this. And listen, by the time we start next football season, we're going to have treatments. We're going to probably have vaccines. We're going to largely be able to put this thing behind us. But for now, you can't blame any of these guys. And if you do, I mean, like Tre'Davious White, for example, he was thinking about opting out. The lockdown Bills.
He didn't
DB.
Do it, right?
He did not.
Yeah, he ended
not
up not doing it, right? Okay.
He would have been the biggest name if he did. But he did not do it. But he even tweeted about it. He's like, look, man, I mean, this is a family decision. This is not something that is, to me, you know, up for a real debate. He said, crazy that me choosing my family's well-being over a game comes with so-called fans attacking and questioning me and saying I'm selfish. No, you guys are selfish for thinking that football is bigger than life. Oh, by the way, my girl's grandfather passed from COVID. You understand now. You know, all these people have very direct, and I'm very lucky in the sense that I have not been touched by COVID that I know of. It's possible I had it. I don't know. Who knows if I've had it before? But I haven't had any family members or friends that I know that have come down with it, or at least if they did, they didn't tell me. So but there are so many Americans out there, so many families who have been touched by this. You have to have some sympathy for these people who are making very difficult decisions.
No, no question about it. I don't think there's any more to add to that, John. I've been the number itself a little bit surprised by, but I'm with you. Questioning them seems to get you into a place where you don't want to be. I think we understand why these guys are opting out. Look, you got and paychecks on the table. You talked about what the 150 and what you can get, but you've got livelihoods on the table. And for those that have made the difficult decision, obviously to know what I'm going to opt out, you're in a lot of the cases you're limiting yourself in terms of those finances. So we know it's got to be a tough decision. I can't question any of them, particularly the ones that are pointing to their newborns and young family members, pre-existing conditions. So NFL is going to roll on without these 69. Looks like it'll be business as usual from there. We'll see if they can, once they start, if they can keep it going.
We have some breaking news. Are you seeing this, John?
No. What's the
Cubs-Cardinals, this is breaking news on 92.9 powered by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Two related things is why I sort of interrupt you guys to bring this up, because you're talking about COVID, one. And two, it is Cubs-Cardinals weekend, as Jason pointed out earlier, and he and I both are invested in this. The Cubs-Cardinals series opener postponed over another positive corona test.
Well, dang.
Friday's series opener between the Cardinals postponed at least one more positive COVID test in the Cardinals clubhouse, because the Cardinals can't seem to hold it together, according to a source confirmed to ESPN. Cardinals have not played since July 29th due to a positive coronavirus test. The team has previously announced that it will return with 13 positive tests from its traveling party, seven of them coming from players. They are returning to the field for light workouts, but no, they can't play tonight. That's it.
Wow.
I had read, Brad, that you guys, not to interrupt you, John, but real fast on his Cardinals, because of how few games that you've played,
yeah,
you were going to have to play 55 in 52 days to get done with 60.
It's very difficult. It's going to be like soccer where they kick them out.
That was before you postponed this one.
They're going to kick them out. I mean, because it's going to be too many games.
I hope they don't kick them out. I mean, you were so close right here, and at least from the news you just read me, I don't have – it sounds one more case. Maybe you can push off a couple of days. You guys sounded like you were close to a return.
I think worst-case scenario, you'd have to forfeit. you have to forfeit those games that you have that you. That, I mean, I hate to say it.
I don't know how you factor that in at the end.
I think you're on it, John.
Not having a full schedule.
But yeah, because you're not. I mean, it's like you said,
you're not going to be able to pull that off.
No, it's just too much. The compressed schedule, it's all screwed up.
Yeah. So you're going to have to forfeit some semblance of these games.
Yeah. Today the Cardinals released us because these games are supposed to be on 790, our sister station. So we were reworking it, and they were all a bunch of doubleheaders to begin with to try to make them up. And now you're backing it up where it's too much. You know.
All right. Well, I hate it for your Cardinals. Yeah. Hit me a neck.
Next story. We'll move ahead. Yeah.
Right. How about a little? Well, I had it down. Now you're telling me it's postponed, but I had it for that later in the rundown. I was looking forward to some Cards Cubs today. Maybe we'll get it a little bit later this weekend. How about some respect for campaign? A guy who has been sort of labeled as a bust. Let's put it that way. Let's just be serious about this. A former lottery pick coming out of Murray State that was at one point, playing with the G League affiliate of the Dallas Mavericks. It had come to that for a former lottery picking campaign. The man is absolutely baller right now. It's hard not to feel good for him. He's a friend of the show. We've had him in. We do feel good for him. No shame in saying it. We can be fans when we want to. We've certainly all been a fan of the way that campaign has carried himself. I'll tell you a little story. About a month ago now, maybe a little bit longer than that, that we were at that church gym watching Ja Morant. It was, Ja's playing with Tigers and former pros. And in that gym was a campaign who I thought looked really good and was talking to, after you see Ja and him jumping out of the gym and all the Memphis guys, campaign stuck out in that open gym, again, against guys like Ja Morant, Chris Crawford. I thought to a point that you're looking at the shape he's in, you're saying, man, if he gets another chance, why can't he stick? And for the Phoenix Suns, this month in the bubble, he has been absolutely fantastic. They are one of only two 4-0 teams in the bubble. We talked a little bit about this in the first hour. They're quite the surprise. The other one, obviously, is Toronto. But Payne, in those four games that the Suns have gone undefeated, has led their second unit, is averaging 11.5 points, 2.3 assists, 3.3 rebounds, 1.3 steals. Here's the deal. He's shooting the cover off the ball, 54% from the field overall and 53.3% from downtown. I think he had 15 last night and three rebounds as they knocked off the Indiana Pacers 114-99. Campaign been the butt of a lot of jokes. And if you go on his Twitter, right, I don't know why I found myself doing this. I think it's just I draw something from it. But if you look at his Twitter mentions, it is full of dudes, so-called fans of the league. And listen, Cam was that guy that used to do the dance with Russell Westbrook, back in the day, and people said, oh, man, he's just concerned about dancing. It didn't work out for him in Chicago either, right? Look at his mentions. People tell him every day he sucks, like he's got no business in the league. And look, there are times where I wouldn't give it the time of day, but Cam will respond to some of these and give it a laugh, an emoji, whatever, you say that, and all this kind of stuff. Not as much, it doesn't feel like, to rub things in someone's face. And yes, he's back in the league right now, but clearly it hasn't gone in terms of what you thought his career might be, having been a lottery pick, the way you'd envision. He responds to the haters sometimes, man, and he lets them know, man, it at least from what I can draw from it, man, that stuff ain't getting to me. And maybe you do in some ways when you respond, that person that's giving it to you may think it is. But I've appreciated the way that Cam has never gotten ugly at some of this ugliness that's been thrown at him this whole time. And so that's why I'm so thrilled for him, too. That's part of the reason why you're so thrilled to see him back on the court. You look at him against Indiana yesterday with that second unit. He looks like he belongs. Again, like a guy who, maybe what we envisioned early on, that had all the tools, athletic, maybe a little undersized at the time, but he's put some weight on, and right now he is absolutely balling out for a Phoenix team. What does it mean for his future? Who knows? Because, again, like we've talked about, we've seen some crazy stuff in the bubble. I don't think this is crazy. I thought a month and a half ago or whatever it was when I saw Cam in that gym against Ja Morant, man, he looks good. He looks like he's worked on his body. Remember, health has been a big part of this. He's dealt with a ton of injuries as well. He's pulled it all together at the right time. He's showing it off in the bubble. And whether it's for Phoenix or for someone else that's seen him balling out for this 4-0 Phoenix team, I'm hoping that campaign is back in the NBA to stick. He's been fantastic in the bubble, like we said, super efficient. And it's a great story about a Memphis guy who, was hot, got hot as you could get coming out of Murray State. So hot that I got to go. I'm a lottery pick. I got to go. Didn't go the way it envisioned, playing backup point guard in the league early on. The injury's a big part of it. Now he's back in, and it's just a perfect it's a good lesson of stick-to-itiveness, of not listening to the haters, and staying after your dream, man. So we're all feeling good for Cam Payne, even with the Grizzlies sitting here 0-4. Easy to feel good for a Memphian hooping right now for the 4-0 Phoenix Suns.
Next story.
I would really like to get Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion at the Super Bowl in 2021. I would like to go ahead and just – has that been announced yet? Have they announced the Super Bowl performing for 2021? It's still possible.
John.
This is far too steamy for that. I mean, look what Janet Jackson and JT put us.
Not. Never mind. It's not announced yet, so we don't know. No, this is exactly what we need in 2021. It'll be, we need
more flesh.
No, we accomplished a number
NFL's
of things.
NFL's not doing that.
We accomplished a variety of things with putting Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B at the Super Bowl.
Don't you ever call her Nicki Minaj again.
I'm sorry.
She's separated herself. Yeah. Okay, put some respect on it.
Let's talk about what we accomplished. Women, that's the first thing.
Right.
Oh, female performers, that's amazing. Any chance you can have.
There's no question.
That's a great thing. Number two, black women. It is the holy grail.
Yes.
It is the holy grail of diversity. Black women at the Super Bowl. You cannot possibly do any better than this. And then you know they're going to bring out all the other women. So it's going to be so many women at the Super Bowl of all colors and creeds. And then maybe, you know, you get a little Offset. You get a little Quavo. You know what I'm saying, Jason? You get a little Rick Ross. Maybe he comes out. I think it's in Tampa. So this is just really the best possible scenario for the Super Bowl. You know, white ain't right in 2021. We gotta think diversity. And I think this is the best way to do that, Jason.
JT has ruined any chance of you seeing more flesh than you did from Janet. So forget that, because the NFL ain't in that game anymore. And if you watch any part of this video, there ain't nothing but flesh.
Flesh.
And it is.
Yeah, it's good.
Everywhere.
It's people.
It's all parts of
this.
The body.
It's pure
and
sin.
And I tell you what. It takes me back. We have come a long way. I don't know if y'all remember Sir Mix-a-Lot and a great song called Baby Got Back.
Yes.
But in that video, in that big video was a big old booty.
Yeah.
A big old booty that they were dancing on top of.
How big was the booty?
Big booty.
John, it was big as the whole stage. I believe he would take it on him when he was out in on tour.
It was a blow-up booty.
It was a big old blow-up booty that you could – it was like a mountain.
Dang.
Two cheeks, like two mountains.
Dang.
And if you watch this – see, that at the time was earth-shattering. There's the song there. But at the time, it was earth-shattering. Like, we're going to talk this openly about tail, about butt, and how much a man – like. But fast forward to now. And John, do you even know what the name of the song is? Or are you just so fixated on the flesh and the tail in that video?
You know what?
WAP. Is it not WAP?
Yeah. Yeah. This puts it into perspective.
We have come a long way, because if you watch that, it is all butt. It's pictures of butt. We're all talking about butt. It's everywhere. And so, man, times have changed.
Jason,
2020.
This video for Sir Mix-a-Lot, guess what year this was? This was a year after John Martin was born, for God's sakes.
Dude,
1992.
Brad, we thought that was racy then. A big yellow booty up there that they're dancing on.
Massive blow up.
You can't talk this openly about tail.
No.
And then now, though, man, it is just it's part of our fabric.
It really is.
And Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and just watch that video. It's all about butt. Mm. So
what do you think?
Amazing the times.
Are you in favor of Cardi?
Super Bowl's not doing it, John.
No.
I would be in favor of Cardi at the Super Bowl, but again, I'm telling you, she can't do a family. I don't think she can pull off a necessarily friendly to the degree that the NFL is going to want it. I don't know that she's going to be with it. I don't know that she's going to be with it.
No.
Because, again, sex appeal is a big part of her draw, obviously.
Yeah.
And so
this is a great – this is the best cinematic achievement since Avatar.
What's that ripoff, the lick that they stole and sampled there? There's some
hoes in this house.
Some hoes in this house?
Yeah.
Is that a song?
Or some whores in this house? I don't know.
Very sinful, John.
It's definitely. It's a Frank Ski. There's some whores in this house.
Wonderful. Well, great sample. Forgot about that opus.
When I get home and Sam's home today, I'm going to say, it's some whores in this house. It's some whores in this house.
I thought that's not Lil Jon and the East Side Boys? Maybe I'm
wrong. That's what I thought it was, too. Jason, thanks for cleaning that up.
It looks like Frank Ski in 1993.
No, you're probably right. It feels like it's older than Lil Jon and Eastside Boys. Maybe they did another version of it.
Yeah.
All right. This is enough sex and tale on the J&J show.
I just made a recommendation that you just, like everything else, you just promptly shot down. You just promptly shot it down.
No.
The video is really.
Let me ask you this. Can we have Lizzo in it?
In what? In what?
The Super Bowl.
In the production, John, with Cardi B and Megan Thee
Stallion. She's going to be
this bootyful production you're putting together.
Her butt is going to be the stage that everybody performs on.
That's good. All right, that's where I check out. You guys have a great weekend. Smooth as out. I'm not. We have to draw the line of these Liz. Yeah, John goes too far.
That's a visual.
It's ample enough, you would say. She can even wear the Rikishi thong. Oh. That can be the stage. This is brilliance that I am giving you. I mean, this is brilliant. This is Kanye West on the Breakfast Club kind of brilliant.
Isn't Jay-Z tied to this now? Didn't he sign on to help with this or sort of entertainment when they moved?
I think he did.
When he announced basically he was moving on from Cap and taking over in that. Remember that conference with Goodell?
I think he's
actually taken over the concert putting together this or the production itself. He's a big part of it now. So you'll have to run all that by him, it feels like, John.
Yeah, no, I think I can get Jay-Z on board for sure. He appreciates talent. But let's check on the video. How many views is it up to, Brad? Do you have it in front of you?
I've got the clean version up, so I don't have that count.
Nobody wants the clean version.
The 1,400 people are the only amount that want the clean version.
It is up to 11 million. It was at 9.4 when we started
like
this show.
An hour ago.
So that's a healthy 2 million an hour about. I mean,
my God, it's going to break the internet.
It could break the records. It really could.
I'm looking at the lyrics to this. It's really gratuitous. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's gratuitous is a good word. They were very generous with.
I don't think this is family appropriate. I don't mean to state the obvious here.
No, you got to have the conversation with CJ if he sees this video, that's for sure.
Yeah.
According to Cardi B, the song was so nasty that YouTube was like, hold on, wait a minute. The song might be too GD nasty.
There's no question.
And yet, they found a way to post it. That's what we're dealing with. And again, I don't feel comfortable here at all.
It is sassy, moody, nasty.
Really sassy.
There is no doubt about
it. Nothing says back to school better than this song.
I would definitely recommend viewing it, though. I mean, especially if you're a male between the ages of 25 to 54. I mean,
I think even if you're 65, you'd be all right.
Be careful. Yeah. If you're 65.
You might. You might have to visit the doctor.
if it lasts for more than 4 hours, man, you're going to have to go see a doctor
on
this one.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's out there on YouTube. Go check it out if you are interested. Jason,
Master
you got
John.
One left, or you, should we go to Ben?
No, I think it's time to go to Ben.
We're going to go to Ben.
We can't add to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Super Bowl 2021 on Lizzo's booty. Going to be a great show for all involved. Ben Golliver's going to join us on the other side. Talk to him about the NBA, the Grizzlies, and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Got this ring. Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me. Jump out for you.
Hey, it's Christy Evans with Intercom Memphis. As we all work on safely getting back to business, we must keep our businesses from falling behind. Let's get to work on letting people know how your business can help the community come back together. I can help you construct a plan that utilizes radio, digital, and much more to get your advertising plan back in shape. Let me help you get back to business. Call me today, 901-628-3251. Once again, that's 901-628-3251.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
Baseball's back, and it's Game On with Radio.com, bringing you the best coverage of this historic 60-game MLB season. Follow your favorite clubs on the country's best sports stations. Every day, they'll break down the news with in-depth game analysis and exclusive player interviews. For a unique perspective on the MLB season and all sports, listen to Radio.com Sports Originals, like Swings and Misses. The best in sports talk is right at your fingertips. It's Game On. Follow Major League Baseball on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out.
Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Yeah, stacking it tall. Out my city became a boss. Those rolling, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie trades you off.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Grizzlies still looking for a win. Maybe they can find it today. Ben Golliver covers the NBA for the Washington Post. He's down there in Orlando in the bubble. I believe in the real layer of the bubble, and he joins us now. Hey, Ben, what's going on, man?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
Everything is fine, I guess, in Memphis. We'll get to the Grizzlies here momentarily, but first things first, has the novelty of being in the bubble worn off? I mean, obviously you've been down there for several weeks now. Has the whole thing sort of become second nature yet to you?
I'm ready to buy one of these rooms, just move in, get a lease, and stay here for the rest of my life, guys. I mean, I'm fully into the Stockholm syndrome, kidnapping stage. But, I mean, honestly, if you love basketball, you get to watch 8 hours of games a day. There's too many games to even watch. You have to pick and choose. You've got stars every single night. You don't have nearly as much competition from a media standpoint of people who are actually down here. We've got great seats. I could hear all the arguments on the court between referees and players. When I'm walking on my daily walk today, there goes Sam Cassell. There goes the Nuggets GM. I mean, it's just everywhere you are, you're immersed in basketball. So, I'll be honest, we're about halfway through this regular season schedule, the restart schedule. And I'm starting to even get a little bit preemptively sad that we're going to be sending some of these Western Conference teams home. You know, it could be Zion going home. It could be Devin Booker going home, Damian Lillard, Ja Morant. I know you guys are anxiously hoping to kind of turn that momentum around for Memphis. But it seems like we just got here, and pretty soon we're going to be saying goodbye.
Yeah. In terms of, your day-to-day, I'm sure you've answered this question no fewer than 500 times, but what is your day-to-day there in the bubble? I mean, can you just sort of take us and our listeners through, when Ben Golliver gets up in the morning, what is a day in the bubble look like just in terms of everything you have to do?
For sure. Well, I wake up. First thing I do is take my temperature and I take my pulse ox reading. I've got to submit those readings with Bluetooth to an app for the NBA. They're tracking all my health status. I've got to answer a questionnaire that says, do you have any symptoms? How are you feeling? Do you need to talk to a doctor? Anything along those lines. Once I do that, I go get tested. So I walk over to a nearby hotel room. They jam Q-tips up my nose and down my throat. Once I'm done with that, I can go get breakfast. And usually I do, an hour or two of either podcasts or interviews in the morning. And then it's time to go over to the gym. We just take a 15-minute shuttle bus ride over there. The three gyms are kind of side by side, so you can easily go in between games. It feels a lot like summer league or an AAU tournament, or even maybe a college regional, something like that. From there, you're just watching games. You're doing the post-game interviews. You're making do as best as possible. And then, at some point you're coming back to the room, and staying up pretty late to write. And then you do the whole thing over again the next day. I mean, it is a pretty good routine. I've been trying to get my exercise in. You see people, there's a lot of people in the NBA community who are real exercise freaks, not just the players, but the coaches and even the referees. So you'll see them out there riding bikes. You'll see them out there power walking, running. Sometimes guys are lifting weights. I did a story today about Scott Foster, kind of the infamous referee who everybody loves to hate. He's a big-time pickleball player, so he's kind of like turned into the tyrant of the pickleball court. So he's out there trash-talking the other referees. He's berating his teammates if they screw up. I mean, he's really kind of acting a fool out there. So you're seeing all sorts of stuff here, but that's a typical day.
I'm just curious, Ben, is the testing as tough to undergo the 10th, 11th, 12th time they stick it down your nose as the first time? Or have you gotten a deal where now you're used to it?
Well, the good news is they don't do that deep swab. The deep swab one, I understand, makes a lot of grown men cry. So they stick that thing all the way back and they kind of tickle your brain. I haven't had to do that one. Thankfully, okay. It just kind of feels like they're picking my nose a little bit, which is a weird feeling because it's always somebody different every day. So it's like I probably had 20 different people pick my nose this month. So that's a little bit strange. But, it's not too bad. The whole thing's done in 2 minutes. And you just kind of go about your day. I'll be honest, the testing part feels like a privilege, guys, because you think about all the people out there who are waiting on their results for days if they can get tested. A lot of people struggle to even get tests. And we're getting tested every single morning. I feel super safe down here. I didn't necessarily anticipate that before I came in. And just having access to that testing, I just wish everyone had the same access to the test that we get. Because ultimately, you know, before I go to bed at night, I already get my results back, and I know that, things are on the right track.
I was going to ask, so you get same-day results. I mean, what is it, like 8 hours? Is that kind of the turnaround time?
It's more like 12 to 15 hours, something like that. I always go first thing in the morning just to kind of get it out of the way so I don't forget. Because if you forget to get a test, you have to get back into quarantine for multiple days. And I think if you miss 3 tests when you're here, which I don't know why anybody would do that, but if you did, you're potentially, you know, at risk of being thrown out entirely. So they're not playing around with these rules, man. They you know, we've seen the players, like the guy who went to go get Postmates, he got thrown into a 10-day quarantine. You know, Lou Williams, same deal. He goes to that strip club, he gets thrown into the quarantine. So ultimately, everybody who's in the bubble, at least that I talk to, has been super diligent about trying to follow the rules, mostly because we don't want to get stuck in our hotel room for 3 days straight or 10 days in a worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
Ben, is there any keeping Portland out of that 8 spot at this point? It pains me to ask that. Obviously, the Grizzlies had there were high hopes here in Memphis. Portland's on fire right now. Are they gonna be the 8 seed?
Well, you know, it's funny because they're facing backside pressure too, aren't they? Because the Phoenix Suns are charging hard. You've had some good moments from San Antonio, and even the Pelicans, who look out of it right now, still have a really easy closing schedule left. If they're able to kind of regain some momentum, they could make it interesting. So, yeah, look, this is going to go right down to the wire. Here's my biggest take about all this. I'm not going to make a prediction on who's going to win, but here's what I would say. Why are we going to be sending some of these Western Conference teams home when you've got teams like Brooklyn and Orlando who are still going to be here during the playoffs, right? Yeah. Like, we're all in a single site here. There's no travel. What was the point of having 8 teams from the Western Conference and 8 teams from the Eastern Conference make the playoffs? Now, this is something I've been harping on for years in terms of just take the best 16 teams. It'll give you a more entertaining show. But we know the whole point of this Orlando bubble is to generate TV ratings, right? Tell me who's going to watch more on television if you get to watch Ja Morant, Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, or Zion Williamson compared to the Brooklyn Nets, who don't even have half their roster, or the Orlando Magic, who, you know, nobody really cares about. They're dead in the water, you know? I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. So the idea that the NBA is going to be sending all these stars home in about a week rather than putting them on television and making money out of it, it just seems so crazy in hindsight. And I also, you know, as a viewer, I want to see the teams like Milwaukee and Toronto tested in that first round. And instead, you're just going to get sweeps. It's going to be a complete waste of time. We're not going to see Milwaukee play a meaningful game until after Labor Day, basically. And that's, you know, it's just, again, you know, you're trying to put the best product in front of your fans. I think we'd all rather see Milwaukee versus Memphis or Milwaukee versus New Orleans, you know, Giannis versus Zion. That's going to get some people to tune in. And instead, we're going to get Milwaukee versus Orlando and Brooklyn, and nobody's going to care.
Let's make the pick for you then. Let's say it's Portland. How difficult can they make life for the Lakers in a first-round series?
Pretty difficult because the Lakers' backcourt depth is an issue. I mean, they don't have Bradley. They don't have Rondo as of this moment. And, you know, they're going to have some matchup problems, not only against Portland, but if they go to the second round and have to deal with Houston, you know, they don't have great pieces to try to defend, you know, a James Harden or a Russell Westbrook either. So I do think the Lakers are a little bit more vulnerable than people notice right now. But ultimately, like, you know, it always boils down to playoff LeBron. And what we've seen, if you're going to stop his teams, you have to have an elite perimeter defender who can slow him down. And preferably you want to have 2 or 3 of those, you know, like the Warriors did, kind of rotate those guys. And then you're going to need to have an elite rim protector who can keep him away from the basket and force him to, you know, go to less efficient shots. And when I look at Portland, they just don't have those pieces. Like, that's just not how they're constructed. And there aren't very many teams in the league right now who are constructed that way. You could circle the Clippers. You could circle the Bucks. You could circle the Raptors. I mean, I think those are the teams that match up best with playoff LeBron. But I would think that the Lakers would still win that series, you know, 5 or 6 games.
We are, of course, talking to Ben Golliver, covers the NBA for the Washington Post. He's down there in Orlando in the bubble. It's almost blasphemous, it feels like, to call the Grizzlies a disappointment, because the idea that they were even in this position to begin with, I don't think many people would have expected before the season began. But they are in this position now, and given that they were, you know, they had a pretty commanding lead of four games there when this all started, and they've yet to win a game. Are the Grizzlies the disappointment of the bubble? How do you look at them and sort of what they've done down there?
No, don't go and do that, guys. I understand the temptation to ride that emotional roller coaster, because you're feeling the pain of these losses. And, you know, watching a guy like Jaren Jackson Jr. need knee surgery, I mean, that's a punch in the gut for everybody all around, because he was playing so well and he's so just tantalizing and young. But, I mean, to me, Memphis entered the season as the worst team in the Western Conference. That was my prediction for them. So the fact that they're going to wind up 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere in that range, they could very easily still make the play-in game, that they got a Rookie of the Year campaign from a Ja Morant. There's so many positives to build on with this season. I mean, you have Taylor Jenkins, I believe, should be in the Coach of the Year conversation. You know, you go right on down the list. I mean, it was, you know, a very important developmental season. The trickiest part about rebuilding is creating a winning culture, to having guys who are going to buy in and play for each other. And look at Phoenix. They're a great example. They've been trying to do that for 5 years with Devin Booker. He's just lost and lost and lost and lost. And this is the first time Phoenix actually has looked like a team during his entire tenure. You have a guy like Ja. He hits the ground running with that same mentality. Guys buy into his voice. They buy into his swagger, his confidence. He makes his teammates better. He moves the basketball, and he gives your franchise an entire direction. Like, I'm not sure what more you could have hoped for from this season. Now, if they make the playoffs, great, cherry on top. If they fall out, you know, it's no big deal. I mean, to me, Memphis and Oklahoma City were the two teams that exceeded expectations by the most in the NBA, in the entire league this year. Oklahoma City, I still don't know how to explain what they're doing. It's just been phenomenal. But for Memphis to be so young and to do it, you know, have some real success in the West early, I just tip my hat to them. And I caution against any of that disappointment talk. You know, you might feel it right now, but let's say they do go home in a week and a half, you're still going to be proud of what happened this season.
Does that feel like to you, Ben, one of the great duos going forward? I mean, Dallas has got Luka and Porzingis, obviously, but some have said, you know, and obviously Jaren, with as impressive as he was offensively, looked really good in that bubble before the injury. Do you subscribe to that those two as a combo, as a duo, can be one of the league's best here in, what, 4 or 5 years maybe? What do you think?
Well, I think Ja's going to be an all-star next year, and I don't think it's going to be too much longer for Jaren. You know, I was really, really high on Jaren, and so funny, and then Ja comes along, and it's like, wow, now you're picking between your children. Like, who has the brighter future? You know, that's a good problem to have. They fit so well together. Jaren's shot is so, I mean, it's quirky, his release, but it goes in, and he really hits it. He's a very modern player. I love, you know, what I really enjoyed from the bubble more than anything was how willing he was to get into those high-speed mid-air collisions with Zion during that game. I mean, I swear those guys just, like, ran, you know, straight into each other at least 5 times during that game. You know, Zion gets some baskets and some fouls out of it. Jaren gets a block here and there out of it. I just like the fearlessness, the competitive spirit, especially at such a young age. So, yeah, their future is super bright. I think the great part about their tandem is that you just know it's going to fit with each other, but also with where the game is headed. You have to have versatility. You have to have length. You have to have the ability to stretch the floor. You have to have somebody who has the ball in his hands as the lead primary playmaker for his teammates. And you put those two guys together, they check every single one of those boxes. I mean, that's what the game is going to look like for the foreseeable future. That's what it looks like right now. And they've got that modern duo. And when you look at some of these other duos, you just can't really say that. You know, you look at like a Karl Anthony Towns and a D'Angelo Russell, for example. Neither one of those guys plays any defense, right? They're both definitely a modern offensive players, but are they two-way guys? Are they fully versatile? Can they protect the paint? Can they, you know, take a team into the playoffs? Those are still open questions for those younger guys in Minnesota. That's why I look at Ja and Jaren and say, look, they've got a head start on expectations, and they're going to be continuing to rise as long as they can stay healthy. I think that's the biggest question for both those guys. They're both so young that they've got to stay on the court.
So I want to stick with that. If Ja is an all-star next season, and Lord knows we'd all love to see that, where are they next year in terms of the pecking order in the West? Because you figure, right, I mean, Golden State's coming back in. Portland, you figure, if healthy, I mean, they're a contender. And, you know, maybe if Chris Paul doesn't match what he's done, OKC comes out. But it's hard to find any other teams coming out. How far, you know, do you put Phoenix ahead of them starting next year? How high can they be in the pecking order healthy next year in what's clearly an amazingly tough West?
Yeah, you're going to have 12 playoff teams, you know, in the Western Conference, that are, like, deserving of playoff spots next year. There's no question. You know, usually someone will fall out due to injury, so you just hope it's not your team. But, look, the West is absolutely loaded. It goes back to my point about, like, what's in the best-case scenario for the NBA as they're drawing their playoffs up for next year.
Right.
Remember, they might be back in a bubble next year, too, at least to start, right? I mean, it's very possible they're not able to play the regular season in 30 markets in front of fans. You know, it could be empty arenas. It could be some sort of bubble or like a pod, you know, kind of a regional pod where teams go and play each other in different cities. Like, they might have to get creative with that schedule. I guess what my main message to Adam Silver would be is don't leave the rising young stars out of it just because they can't crack that top eight in the Western Conference. There's a lot of talent on these teams and people enjoy watching them. I mean, I've seen the excitement on social media around a Ja Morant and a Zion and their matchup, you know, the other night. You know, try to market that. Try to make sure that those guys have a spot to play if it comes down to the playoffs. You know, don't tie yourself just to the, you know, the history of having East versus West when the East just really isn't up to snuff.
And then last thing, Ben, how much is riding on what Milwaukee accomplishes in the postseason as it relates to Giannis? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about him, you know, potentially if they do make the finals, signing that Supermax. I mean, it's a lot of money, and I still have a hard time believing, even if they don't make the finals, that he wouldn't sign it. But what are the implications for the Bucks in this postseason as it relates to keeping Giannis there in Milwaukee?
Well, look, he wants to win. Any person at his position wants to win. He's just like Jordan in the late 80s, right? You know, chomping at the bit, trying to get over the hump, trying to do it for the first time, and you know, doesn't want to run into the walls, you know, every single year. To me, I'll believe it when I see it. He looks really happy and comfortable in Milwaukee. They've constructed an amazing system around him. His biggest complaint is that he doesn't have to play enough that many minutes because they win by so much, and the coach rests him all the time, right? I mean, that's my biggest beef with the Giannis experience in Milwaukee, is I just want to see more of him because he puts up crazy numbers, and he does it in like 32 minutes a night. So, you know, he's got a new family. You know, he's got a young kid there in Milwaukee. He's been very involved in that community. You know, we've seen guys in the past like a Kevin Durant surprise everybody and leave Oklahoma City. But to me, I just think it's a case of everybody else wants Giannis so badly that that's why it becomes the story. And, you know, you ask Giannis, what does he want? He looks pretty darn happy in Milwaukee. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he winds up staying there for another contract.
Yep, that's exactly where I'm at on it too, Ben. Man, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, Ben.
Enjoy the bubble, man. Thanks.
Stay safe,
all right, guys.
Brother.
Take care.
Yep, he is Ben Golliver, covers the NBA for the Washington Post. Always do appreciate him hopping on the show. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's game on, game Grizzlies. On.
Grizzlies fans.
Grant blows by Harris. Oh, look out below. Ja Morant just ripped the rim down right on top of Joe Harris. Are you kidding me, young fella? Get off the deck. My goodness, what a move by Ja Morant right there.
92.9 FM ESPN is the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. Game on, Grizzlies fans, live on 92.9 FM ESPN and on radio.com.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything. And special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker.
As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. I'll also be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. And behind other census taker masks, you'll find new graduates wanting to make a difference. Retirees or veterans giving back to their community. People committed to doing right by getting the nation's count right. We're coming to assist anyone who hasn't completed the census yet. We'll stop by to ask some simple questions that will impact funding and planning for things like healthcare, emergency services, education, and job training, along with determining congressional representation for the next 10 years. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. So come out and say hi at a safe distance. Time is running out, but there's still time to shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school, and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new type of environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online. They need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis. Located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Free background information available upon request.
Hey, guy trying to shingle his own roof.
Yeah.
Don't you have a degree in business?
Why, yes, I do.
Why are you trying to remodel your own roof?
I figured I could save some money.
Do you really know what you're doing?
I watched some videos.
Are you warranting your own work?
Can I do that?
Looks like you need to replace some wood as well.
It's okay.
Exactly. Call Bennett Roofing. With over 20 years' experience, they make sure your roofing work is done right. Call 901-359-9708 or BennettRoofingMemphis.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts looking to buy or sell a home. Get with the Live Love Memphis team at RE/MAX Experts. They want to help you. They want to help you get top dollar for your home because that's exactly what you can do right now. Even though on the surface it may feel like a turbulent time out there, chaotic time, it's actually not over at the Live Love Memphis Group RE/MAX Experts. They're going to help you get top dollar for your home. All you got to do to get involved is email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call if you are the calling type, 901-685-6000. Again, very simple. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen, and you'll be on your way. She's got a great team. That includes April Darnell, Robbie Marbury. The job is to get your home sold as quickly as possible. In a lot of cases, that's going to happen within the first 24 hours, like it did for Nate, like it happened for Rodney, who got $25,000 more than he thought he'd get for his home when he first met with the Live Love team. That's the kind of work they do. I've spoken from personal experience. They sold my home. That I thought would be a very tough job. They got that one done in 6 days. Yours probably going to be faster. Again, 901-685-6000, as John said. It's the perfect time to call because inventory is so low. There's simply no homes on the market for sale. Probably get a lot more money for yours. That means 685-6000. The Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They are at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're going to be joined by Jeff Calkins at 1:25. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But before we get to Jeff Calkins at 1:25, I want to talk about a story that that's bothering me a little bit. Maybe more than it should be, but still, nonetheless, it's bothering me. I saw this a couple of days ago. It was the rumblings were out there a few days ago, but J. Cole, who to me is arguably one of the most overrated rappers in the game right now, and I say that as like he's the open to our show. Like his song "Who Dat" is the open to our show. It's actually one of the few I think good songs commercially that he's released.
This is terrible.
But J. Cole, as you know, I believe he played high school basketball. He played high school basketball where he is from, and tried to walk on at St. John's and could not make it. He's one of those guys who, you know, has a little bit of game for a non-hooper. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of like me. Like a guy that, you know, never really played but's got a little bit of game. Except J. Cole is taking it a little bit too far, Jason. He's taking it a little bit too far. He has been inspired by Master P, which if you remember, I think most people do, Master P got at least a training camp deal or a 10-day or something along those lines with
preseason with the Hornets and the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. So he was in training camp with those two teams, and I guess he played some. You know, that counts, I guess.
He, different from J. Cole, John, had gotten an athlete. He had gotten a basketball scholarship at the University of Houston. Went there and was there. I had always thought it was just a deal where he'd left. Apparently, according to his special, he's got one out now, Master P. He had got injured his knee, I think it was. But at least in that case, just comparing the two, he was a guy who it looked like could play some college basketball if he hadn't been injured.
And if I'm not mistaken, his son, Lil Romeo, went on to play at USC. I think he got a scholarship at USC. I don't know if he ended up playing. I think he did, actually. He did play. Yeah, he played.
Romeo in the videos and all that. I don't remember his basketball career.
Romeo Miller played
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.